The work of a winter. 8. The brother has gone in and left the fire, and a woman's voice from the Begijnhof wafts in with the blue smoke of leaves, gentle as the midnight singing in the dark of the clairs of Lochree. I went there near the end to copy the book of their rule, a workaday one for the hard life they live day in, day out. I felt almost guilty to be putting their austerity down so stark, and I cannot say I was not glad to leave them. It's a sore existence they have there in the wet heart of Ireland. They all take a part in the drawing of turf and water for the house, tending a mucky garden in the rain, in neither shoes nor socks nor stockings. They wear rough wool against their skin like the robes of St. Clair, who thought the homespun velvet and the rope a jewelled belt, her wooden slippers gleaming gold in the tiny light of Mary's altar. They say she loved the rain on the hills of Spoleto because it was a link to him. But rain was rare in Tuscany. We had no such problem. There was always rain. They prayed so hard and so unceasingly that midday seemed like midnight, and even then they'd be up and at the matins. I stayed 2 days, and they are praying for me now and will be at my death. That was their promise for the book.